I'm walking around the stand, and I've hit stand 91. Not literally, because if I did, I will come round. I've come across, how do I pronounce the name?
Amaru
Hemp Limited. Now, anything with hemp in it takes me back to my clubbing days and reading books and books and books about how it could be used for clothing and everything else, and it would eradicate this, that, and the other. Rebecca, hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
I'm going to trash your store now.
No, it's all right. Just
actually, I probably couldn't have done that 2 or 3 months ago. I'm quite proud of that.
There you go. Using hemp.
Well, it looks like you've got enough to go around.
I've got lots here.
So you're the managing director.
Yes.
You own the company.
Yes, I own the company.
Tell me what all these, you know, you've got a plethora of samples and whatever here.
Yes.
So okay. Tell me a little bit about, well, tell people a little bit about hemp, obviously, and why it's so good for you in a food product like this, I guess.
Yeah, well, most people don't realise you can actually eat hemp. Hemp is widely regarded as one of the most nutritious seeds on the planet. It has all your omegas in the perfect balance. So you have omega 3, 6, and 9. It has all your 9 amino acids and all your essential fatty acids, plus key vitamins and minerals. And it's made from globular protein, which is the same protein that we're made from, so very easily digestible. In fact, it's an ancient food that our ancestors were eating thousands and thousands of years ago. Because hemp is a weed and grows prolifically and grew prolifically all over the UK and in most other countries. It doesn't need any herbicides or pesticides to grow, and it grows 3 months in the summer. It's a summer plant, and it uses photovoltaic sunlight to grow. So in 3 months, it can grow 15 feet.
So, I mean, let's just digest that for a minute. That wasn't supposed to be, you know, like
a
pun, but you just described it as a pretty awesome thing to eat, really.
Yeah.
So
delicious.
What do you think the hang up is about? I mean, there obviously is a little bit of a hang up, else I'd see it in other products elsewhere, wouldn't I, really?
I think it's really the ignorance. I mean, people don't people don't actually realise you can eat hemp. Like here in the UK, it was traditionally a fibre product. So under Henry VIII and Elizabeth I, you had to grow hemp. In fact, the British Empire was built on hemp. It should be called the British Empire because it was able to colonise all the countries because they were able to build their ships from hemp. So canvas comes from the word cannabis because it's the only seafaring fabric.
Right.
And everywhere in England where it was called Hampstead or Hampshire, it used to be Hempstead or Hampshire.
Okay.
And under Henry VIII and Elizabeth I, it used to be illegal not to grow hemp. You had to grow a quarter of an acre of your land with hemp and you could pay your taxes with hemp. And if you didn't pay it, you were actually fined.
Okay.
It was that important. And also the same in America. And the Napoleonic Wars were also fought over hemp in Europe. So hemp's always been a very, very, very powerful plant. In the history
of
the world.
Okay.
But since the 1930s and the ban from marijuana ban or the Marijuana Tax Act that was brought out in America, it's kind of gone underground. And now we're in a situation where it's legal to grow hemp, but it's got its connotations with marijuana, which has stopped it being an investable product.
Indeed.
And I think that's one of the biggest obstacles at the moment to get hemp out into the consciousness and also getting people aware that they can actually eat it as well, because people have read about the fact that it can be made from ropes, but it actually has 25,000 uses. I mean, the American Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper.
Okay.
And Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were both hemp farmers.
Okay.
And hemp used to be a very powerful crop both in America and here as well. So what we've done is that we've looked at growing for seed for food, because it's the easiest way of processing the plant. In order to process the stalk for fibre, it needs to go through quite a rigorous processing method. So what we've done is that we've taken the seed and we've blended it with oats. So it's 65% hemp, 65% oats, 35% hemp seed, and that's it. And it makes a delicious porridge.
I was going to say, this to me appeals more than anything straight away that I looked at from here, because, you know, probiotic yogurt and things like that and this, I just like the idea of this. So human biofuel. So where do you get your hemp from, the UK or?
Well, unfortunately, we didn't. We grew it originally in the UK, but the farmers don't know how to grow hemp. There isn't a lot of hemp growing in the UK. So it's about creating enough demand in order to grow the hemp on a large enough scale that the farmers would be happy to grow it.
Okay.
So we originally grew in the UK, but when we decided we had to concentrate on getting a demand up for the hemp, and once the demand is up, then we can go back to growing the hemp. So at the moment, we actually have to import it from Eastern Europe.
Okay.
We have a bespoke hemp factory that we work with.
Yeah.
And they supply us with the hemp seeds and the various hemp seed products that we have here, which is the protein and the fiber, hemp fiber and the hemp seed. And then we produce the hemp power here in the UK. It's our product, it's our unique product, Amaru unique product.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing like it on the market. And we're hoping to revolutionise the way people eat their breakfast in the morning.
I think that's the most interesting product there. I mean, $1.99 for a creamy blend of oats and shelled hemp seed, hemp power organic, ready in 1 minute with hot water. I like that a lot.
So, and it's yummy.
So what website, have you got a website for all of this stuff?
I have, it's www.amaru.com, that's A-M-A-R-U. The name comes from a South American legend. I lived in Peru for a year, and this is where I was inspired, came up with the vision of growing community growing and processing on farm, and actually creating local community projects where people are actually making the product and selling it into their regional and local communities.
Yeah.
And it's Amaru was the first snake or serpent that came down and birthed local communities in South America.
If it makes me as informed and knowledgeable as you, then I think I should eat it every single day.
Oh yeah, no, it definitely is brain food.
Thank you very much
for
your time.
Thank you, thanks.
That's great.